though. False eyelashes the size of sparrows, monumentally big hair, and clothes with more bling than a Ferris wheel. In America, most people would associate this look with drag queens sashaying off to a party with a 1950s prom theme. Here in Afghanistan, for reasons I still don't understand, this look conveys the mystique of the virgin. The cook arrives just behind the women, whispering that she'll make the tea, and Topakai, Basira, and Bahar, the other beauticians, rush into the salon and take off their headscarves. Then we begin the joyful, gossipy, day-long ordeal of transforming 20-year-old Roshana into a traditional Afghan bride. Most salons would charge up to $250, about half the annual income for a typical Afghan, for the bride's services alone. But I am not only Roshana's former teacher, but also her best friend, even though I'm more than 20 years older. She is my first and best friend in Afghanistan. I love her dearly, so the salon services are just one of my gifts to her. We begin with the parts of Roshana that no one will see tonight except her husband. Traditional Afghans consider body hair to be both ugly and unclean, so she must be stripped of all of it except for the long, silky brown hair on her head and her eyebrows. There can be no hair left on her arm.